Missouri Rice Council Chairman Rance Daniels, who farms in southern Dunklin County, says urea ran roughly $300 to $350 a ton higher this year than in 2025, and high fuel prices piled on top of that. Rice is fetching maybe a dollar more than last year, but Daniels says that gain comes nowhere close to covering how much his input costs climbed. He is watching two possible lifelines this fall: higher reference prices in farm program payments and the $12 billion in farmer aid Congress is weighing, which he hopes could arrive by late 2026 or early 2027 to help growers still dig out from the 2025 crop. Daniels also points to a longer game, the Trump administration working to fight unfair trade from countries like India and boost domestic demand. And he recently sat down with Congressman Jason Smith to press the case on trade, aid, and rising costs. The chairman of the Missouri Rice Council says fertilizer has been his biggest expense this growing season. Urea was probably $300 to $350 a ton more expensive this year versus 2025, says Rance Daniels, a farmer in southern Dunklin County. He says it's not just fertilizer, fuel prices have been high too, and rice prices won't offset that. The market is up a little, but not near the percentage that input costs have risen. Rice is selling for maybe a dollar more than last year, but the cost of inputs went up by more than that. Daniels says while increased reference prices in farm program payments this fall will help, Daniels is also following what happens with the $12 billion in farmer aid that Congress is considering. Everybody's still digging out of the hole the 2025 crop left them in, but you know, if they could get something in the year fourth quarter or, you know, early 2027, it would be helpful. He says stronger markets for U.S. rice are a longer-term solution that's being worked on in the Trump administration to address unfair trading practices with countries like India and strengthen domestic demand. Daniels recently hosted a roundtable with U.S. Congressman Jason Smith from Missouri to talk trade, farmer aid, and rising input costs.